Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
The single most overrated rapper of all time is Guru. Guru, Guru, Guru. And Guru's not bad, but you take Guru off them Primo beats and we ain't having no discussion about Guru, man. It's people who swear by Guru, dog. Swear by Guru to the end. Guru, one of the most underrated rappers of all time. The fact that you know Guru's name is rating enough. 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 Rating enough.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, E Color. What's up, brothers?
What is good, my noogle?
Happy, happy, happy recording day.
Happy recording day.
Oh, you took off the ER this weekend?
Yeah, I'm on my noogle shit this week. I'm on my noogles. My noogles.
Yo, did you hear that shit, nigga?
You told me I was violating, so I'm on my noogle shit this week.
Yo, noogles son. Only. Yo, this nigga was full capital ER shit.
I was way down south in Dixie.
Where did that come from?
So I'm on my noogle shit.
Okay, that's what's good. He on his ramen noogles this week.
That's right, sir.
All right, well, let's get right in. First stop going to Hip Hop Digest show is The Get Down. Canceled after one season. I know this is jive old news, but we never got a chance to talk about it. I'm not saying I feel redeemed. I didn't want the show to get canceled. I just was like, what the fuck on that storyline?
King Killer Cleo strikes again.
I'm just saying. Swerve, you in LA. Maybe you got a better vantage point than we do.
Nah, I'm gonna just be honest with you. I thought you was bugging with that C, whatever it was. But to be dead ass honest, when y'all was talking about how bad it was, I didn't even watch the second season, yo. On your word.
The second season wasn't terrible.
Well, it really wasn't the second season. It actually was a continuation of the first season. Those first 10 episodes, I guess they put out. No, it wasn't even 10 episodes.
I think
whatever it was.
The second time around. Yeah. It was something.
Right. But anyway, that comprised the entire. Look, that whole. They was struggling to get through storylines, my nigga. Struggling. I mean, I'm just being dead ass. Damn. Struggling to get through storylines because this is a key thing. You're basically looking at hip hop, okay? And the Get Down shine the most. Is pre-79, sort of that in the park, that sort of get together. And then I like the way, a lot of people didn't like it, but I like the way they sort of mirrored disco, because people in hip-hop history, you gotta include disco. You got to, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, sort of like a brother and sister thing. But as...
I'm sorry, would you say disco or punk?
Disco.
Well, I mean, punk as well. I'm just saying. But the point I'm saying is that, so that's where it excelled. Sort of when they're just sort of telling the story line on that storyline pre-78.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but damn, yo, after the fact, they would have had to tie a lot of shit together. You know, they would have had to tie in Will Smith's son, Gay. They'd have had to tie in how he became Nas from being in the game since 78. I mean, you would have had to draw this shit down to, you know, a couple, maybe five, maybe three to five characters. I'm not a director. I'm just telling you, they were struggling to complete this shit.
To me, the problem was that they stretched this shit out too much. They should have let the first season be what it was. And then just moved up 10 years or moved up a few
years.
Bang, yes. To the next level. They tried to stretch it out thinking that they was going to get 5 or 6 seasons out of this shit. And it didn't happen. So now they're sitting out here probably trying to shop that shit to somebody else.
Right. Well, see, and G's exactly right. If they would have moved it up, like they would have started 78, 79, and then moved it up to when he became a pseudo Nas.
Right.
And then they could have did the backstory. Memories of...
True.
This, that, and the third. You know? So I don't know. But I'm not, you know, I'm sad that it got canceled. I believe that it is reasonable entertainment, at least the first part of the Get Down. I mean, it's a teachable moment, but I knew it. I knew it. I didn't, you know, I wasn't wishing it, but I knew it. And people got on my ass about that. Oh, come on, killer. They're going to have a love story. They're going to have this. They're going to have that. I'm like, eh.
If they'd have just kept it at teaching, it would have been a lot better.
Right.
Just teaching what hip-hop was and how it became what it was.
You can't sell that, though, B.
I know you can't sell it.
End of the day, it's TV.
It is TV, but you see what happened. All the word of mouth and fucking social media just killed them, B.
Dumb rappers need teaching.
Killed that show.
So, that's what's good. So, next topic on Hip-Hop Digest is a shout-out to Regina King, who says that she wants to make a movie of Dana Dane's Cinderella in Dana Dane's case, the 1987 hit record from Dana Dane. Her and Dana have got together out in your world, L.A., shopping, trying to get it done, trying to make the record into a movie. It's basically Cinderella from, a male's perspective and an urban perspective.
Yeah, probably more the hip-hop type of spin to it.
Well, if Regina King's involved, it's probably going to be hip-hop official. I mean, if Dana Dane is involved, it's probably, if they get it made, you know, I don't see why they wouldn't.
They can get it made. It's just that they're going to get somebody to pick it up and actually put it out.
Well, gee, right. I don't know, Irv. I mean, how is that process out there? I don't know shit about that.
Hit or miss, B, or else everybody be famous.
Well, I'm not even talking about being famous. I mean, what are the chances that they can get reasonable actors, reasonable talent, and a budget to at least make it?
Do you recall a few years ago when Spike Lee was begging for money from black stars and such?
For Chirac.
Movie made. Malcolm X, matter of fact, I think it was, right?
Oh, well,
So my point is, that's Spike Lee. Imagine or not Spike Lee trying to get it.
Yeah, that's real.
I mean, unless your product is just incredible, you got it's a matter of luck, determination, and all that shit. So I hope they do keep at it, and I hope it gets done.
Those of you who are younger, you probably should listen to Dana Dane's Cinderella. I mean, get a little education, you know. My favorite line in there is when he was like, even Pops was gaming for a piece of the crown.
Pops was gaming.
His brothers and Pops was gaming. You know what I mean? So
I hope that, just as long as they keep it official, it's good. I hope they don't try to change it too much, because you know, if from Hollywood people pick up on it, they're gonna want to get a more of a different type of story in there. And next thing you know, it'll be what was that shit made with Beyonce and fucking Mos Def back in the day? Was that hip hop of her shit? They
Carmen,
did? Carmen, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, don't go down that route. Well, don't go that route.
Come on, we gotta sell it.
Yeah, B.
Shit, if it was easy, everybody be famous.
You damn right, exactly.
That's what's up, no doubt. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This is brought to you by your boy Swerve. Last week when we talked about those underrated goats, and I named four or five guys, and one of the guys we named was Guru. And Guru of Gangstar fame, Keith Edward Elam, better known as Guru. What is that? Gifted, Unlimited Rhymes, Universal. American rapper, producer from the hip-hop duo Gangstar, along with DJ Premier. He was born in Roxbury. What is that, Boston?
Yeah, that's in the Boston area.
Massachusetts.
Yes, correct. In the Boston area.
Boston area.
Yeah.
Anyway, Swerve, you know, shout to Swerve for bringing the topic to the forefront. And it's a question to the Digest family, as well as everybody here. Is Guru getting disrespected, or do people even respect Guru?
I think that Guru gets respected, but because his primo is so big and his beats were so crazy, a lot of niggas is downplaying Guru's skills as an MC because of what Primo is and what he has become.
But was Jazzmatazz a failure though?
I don't think it was a failure, but niggas didn't give it the proper respect that it deserved, because it didn't have nothing to do with Primo.
Yeah, they marketed that toward another audience.
Right.
That wasn't marketed toward, you know, I mean, we knew Jasmine Taz because we knew Guru. I mean, real hip hop niggas knew Guru, but they really marketed that as a bridge to real jazz niggas and like-minded guys who were just into sort of a pseudo commercial rap.
But that didn't stop his flow, though. He still had basically the same flow on there and on the Gangstar projects.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't Guru. There wasn't a change. There wasn't even a sellout moment.
Right.
You just, when you talk about underrated GOATs, nobody ever talked about that Guru in that way. And I don't know if it's a disrespect. I kind of agree with G. I mean, Primo is so uber huge. You know what I mean? It's sort of like talking about N.W.A. with MC Ren.
Right.
As important as Ren was, especially after Ice Cube left, and in my opinion, you know, because him and D.O.C. did the majority of writing for Niggas for Life, in my opinion, the second best hip-hop record ever made, but you never, ever, ever absolutely hear talk about Ren. Because Dr. Dre and Ice Cube is so fucking big for that fact of the matter. And then you got to go through Eazy-E's fame and his legacy. So,
right. Ren is the forgotten member pretty much when it comes to that.
But between him and D.O.C., the writing on Niggas for Life, that was those two niggas.
So what do you think it was when Gangstar stopped making records and Primo was still doing what he's doing? And because Guru might have drifted off into the Jasmine Taz, do you think that might be where the disconnect happened?
No, I think it wasn't even a disconnect. Because Primo beats was so big.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
They were still in Gangstar and they're still, everything's still lovely. They're still on good, but Primo beats is huge. Primo goes on to give a beat to do Jay-Z records, you know, that type of thing. And that's
Biggie.
Yeah, and I mean, that's so big.
Everybody you can name in hip hop got a Primo beat. Whether they was underground, whether they was underground or popular, niggas wanted Primo beats. And that overshadowed Guru in that way.
Yeah.
And niggas was starting to think. It was perception-wise, put it like this. Perception-wise, even if it wasn't true, perception-wise, niggas started to think, oh, Guru ain't shit without Primo.
Who said that shit on ESPN?
That was, take Guru off them Primo beats, and you got a whole different story. That was your boy on ESPN. What the fuck is his damn name? I can't even remember his name. But
fuck, we are getting old like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah, I forgot that nigga's name.
I don't even watch ESPN anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, he got his Bomani.
Yes. Well, whoever said that.
Yeah, Bomani.
Bomani Jones.
Bomani Jones said that shit.
Did we use that intro?
Yeah, we use it as an intro.
We might have to bring that back.
Oh, that'll be the intro to this show, my nigga.
Okay.
Oh, damn. My what? Noodle. My noogle.
Oh, he fucked up.
Yes, I did.
He said my nigga.
My noogle.
Split.
Yes.
But anyway, the correction was, again, Bomani Jones said that if you take him off those Primo beats, you don't even...
Niggas, we's like, niggas be talking about Primo all the time. I mean, about Guru all the time, talking about he's this and he's that. So he tired of hearing people say that shit. So,
and that is so true. I mean, that's not true. I believe in the situation of Guru, it wasn't true. But in the case of other people, J. Ruta Damager and others, boy, those niggas, other than Primo production, there was a lot of questionable material being released.
Yeah, and Guru got stocked into that pile of people. He's like, they just pushed him right in there. They was like, yeah, Guru, it's Primo. It's all Primo.
So we know he doesn't deserve to be in that pile.
No, it's funny because after me and Kurt G, we just recently got done recording Gangstar 12-inch Anthology.
Yeah, that's a lot of records.
It's a lot of fucking records, yo. And so shout out to, you know, Rest in Paradise to me, one of the greats. I mean, certainly, you know, no matter how it ended, Gangstar reigns supreme.
Yes, sir.
So what's good? Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Sean Paul throws Drake under the bus for not giving accolades toward the whole dancehall culture. And we people are basically saying Drake owes his latest success to the whole dancehall music, which he's biting in abundance. Kurt G, your wifey is Caribbean descent.
Trini, okay. Trini them.
Shout to all of that.
Shout to all the Trini massive.
Yeah, no doubt. But how you feel about that? Your boy, first of all, let me read the copy. In an interview at Metro UK, Sean Paul called out Drake for not taking time to credit dancehall culture, particularly with his hit records. I guess this one dance has been called the world's biggest song of 2016. I don't think I've ever heard it.
You heard it. You just don't remember that.
Oh, I just don't acknowledge it.
You don't acknowledge it. You definitely heard it. But this right here, okay, something just hit my mind. Is Sean Paul a little jealous?
See,
because Sean Paul was the man for a minute.
He was.
I mean, anybody wanted to do something had to do with dance hall related, they called Sean Paul to put him on there. It's to the point where even dark-skinned reggae niggas, dancehall niggas was probably pissed because this light-skinned nigga was getting it. I've already failed my test. I can't say noogle. But anyway, he was getting it. Sean Paul was getting it. I can't remember at one point anybody making a record as far as pop-related and didn't want to put Sean Paul on it.
Okay, but in terms of dancehall, look, I mean, a dancehall in a way mimics any other genre of music who has their man at the time.
Right.
You know, Shabba Ranks, the man at one time.
Yeah, Shabba was getting it.
Shaggy, the man at one time.
Yeah, Shaggy was getting it.
You know, so forth and so on.
Yes, yeah, they had their turns.
Right, everybody had their turn. Okay, and then here comes this Canadian interloper. Okay,
I ain't even going to call him an interloper, but I'm going to say that he borrowed that style and he definitely made it popular again.
He's a fucking interloper, because no matter the international success of the reggae artist of the moment, it was reggae. At least they threw him in that category.
Right. So, at least it was authentic.
Right.
It has some authenticity to it. You're right.
So, you know, yeah, Drake is a goddamn interloper. Sean Paul is saying that at the height of these records, he should have pointed to where and what the culture is. That sounds like us.
Yeah, Sean Paul always rap.
Right, and so he's seen your boy Aubrey come in, you know, and rack up all his goddamn money, and it's like, yo, you know, what the fuck? I mean, you ain't putting nobody on from down here. You ain't picking up producers. You just bigging up your team. You know, just that usual interloper, that Drake, nigga, I did it. It's all me, nigga. Y'all niggas gonna realize. The person who wrote the article was like, do you think Sean, what do you think of his remarks? Is he right or is Drake just a biter? Well, Drake is a biter.
He found an opportunity and he ran with it.
There you go. He's an opportunist.
Well, I mean, but
he definitely made it popular again, because I remember saying that on a few shows back.
You did.
That shit became pop. Dance hall was the pop sound. Yep. And I don't care what it was, they was putting out dance hall was all over the radio. That was the pop sound.
Yep.
See, and that exactly. I didn't care for that. That's what Questlove said about up-tempo and particularly house music. That pissed me off.
That does piss me off.
Because talking about Drake discovered up-tempo and now we hope we can get commercial music with up-tempo. This nigga is basically just fucking singing over already established house niggas instrumentals like he invented some shit. It's a goddamn.
Sound like Sean Combs.
Oh, yo, ain't that the truth? Yo, son, you read my mind, nigga. You read my mind. Drake is basically Sean Combs in this whole shit, as far as dancehall and house as it comes forward. Trust me, my nigga, next year, if I'm seeing 115 to 120 beats per minute, and they're going to credit Aubrey for doing that.
Hey, he's the most popular, so he's going to get credited with bringing it back and making everybody want to use it again.
Nah, bah humbug.
It'll be a reinstatement of Hip House.
Never. Yeah. Let's not do that.
Doug Lazy.
Doo-Doo Brown.
Shout to DJ spinning the whole Quantize Baltimore. Stand up. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the label lesson. We haven't brought you one of these in a long time. And the label that we're going to spotlight this week is Saltra Records.
Oh, boy.
Saltra Records was a 1980 New York hip hop slash dance electro label created by a gentleman by the name of Art Cass, who, along with his manager Charles Settler, helped launch the label's most successful rap trio, the Fat Boys.
Yes, sir.
Fat Boys is on Saltra Records. Cass also created smaller labels under Buddha Distribution. Some of the labels called Blue Dog Records, Fever Records, which we could do one on Fever by itself, and Bala Records, signing such acts as the Cover Girls and as well as the aforementioned Fat Boys. Saltra Records was located at 1790 Broadway, New York, New York, and became insolvent in 1993. Most of its back catalog is currently being managed by Unidisc. Now, the thing about Saltra Records is you got to realize there's probably three big situations on Saltra. Saltra put out a lot of records, a lot of electro, a lot of things that really didn't blow. But when you look at the Fat Boys, they were first came out on Saltra Records as the Disco 3.
Right.
So the Disco 3 certainly turned into the Fat Boys. I own, I think, one or two Disco 3 records. That's what's good. The second is the group Royal Cash, which put out the massive, massive electro 12-inch Radioactivity. So those of you who are old enough, certainly you got to know what time it is with
Radioactivity.
That.
Radioactivity.
Yeah. Color, was that red or was that a colorful label?
Oh, it was like a mix of Musha or some crazy shit.
Yeah, exactly. It said
Musha.
Yeah, I'll post. I should post some joints after the show. Yeah. But I'm going to give you a quiz, and it's not to trip you up, because you got to really know if you know. If you don't, it's one of them things. Shit, nigga, after listening to that Teddy Riley shit, there's some shit I didn't know. I'll put you up on that in a second. The Fresh Force Crew.
Okay.
The Fresh Force Crew turned into, anybody want to take a guess?
Fresh Force Crew.
If you heard the record, you would know instantly. But the Fresh Force Crew turned into Kid and Play.
Kid and Play, yes.
You, there you go. Yes, Kirgy knows. Yes, there you go.
I actually played a Fresh Force Crew
yes,
record.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
sir.
I remember the name.
Anyway, the Fresh Force Crew, I think they put out two records on Saltra Records. The first one was Rock Me, which basically sounds like Falco, Rock Me Amadeus. It bit some things from Falco, Rock Me Amadeus. I know the younger listeners are like, what the fuck? Who the fuck? What the fuck? That's what YouTube is for, son.
No, they listening to this so they can learn.
Okay. No doubt. And then their next record that they put out is She's a Skeezer, which is nothing more than Run DMC by Adidas. That's your boy, Kid and Play, the Fresh Force Crew, the
right,
label.
Right after you just said Drake was biting. Kid and Play is biting.
No, it's not question. A new thing. That's why they call it biting, though. So, certainly, you know what? And the Fresh Force, I'm sure they probably was like, after we're doing all this biting, we got to start with a new identity because we ain't getting nowhere with these 12 inches.
Fresh Force ain't doing it.
Right. So they turned into Kid and Play, and the rest is hip-hop history. So certainly shout out to Saltra Records. That is your label lesson for the week. And hopefully,
that's funny.
What's that?
Funny as shit. You said they turned into Kid and Play.
like them niggas just metamorphosized.
They didn't change their name. Nah, they turned into.
They turned from caterpillars to butterflies.
Yo, my nigga, I'm just saying, if you listen to these 12 inches, like I said, the Falco and the Run DMC, you gonna be like, yo, what the fuck? And look, and as much as we get on this show and we talk about biting and we talk about this, that, and the third, you know, them niggas was just straight biting. So they had to turn into something fresh, something new. I'm sure Herbie Azor was like, we getting rid of that Fresh Force shit, my nigga.
Herbie Love Bug, that is.
No doubt. So
another underrated dude right there.
Oh, Herbie. Highly
Herbie
underrated.
Was getting it for a minute there, yo.
Highly underrated. But anyway, last week when I was said, watch the Red Bull Music Academy Teddy Riley jump?
Yes.
Nigga, I did not know, and I didn't know, that Teddy Riley actually programmed the beat. to Dougie Fresh and get the Get Fresh crew.
The show?
The show. Teddy Riley programmed that beat. That
when he got that award, I think they talked about that.
I never knew that.
I didn't know before that.
But that's why he's a hip hop legend that people don't even know about. He's got some hip hop legendary shit that he's done that people are like, what? Teddy did that?
Yeah. Right. That's true. I knew about the other groups, but I did not know that he programmed a beat to the show. So I was blown away when I learned that. But I knew I was going to learn something that I didn't know. So shout out to Teddy Riley, yo. That's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is something I'm going to bring to you every couple of shows or whatever. A new topic called Let the Veterans In.
Let the Veterans In.
Kirchy knows what's up with that.
Yes, sir. I definitely know what's up with that.
So tell the backstory about the new topic, Let the Veterans In.
Well, Let the Veterans In came about as was we in the military at the time?
Right before we went in.
Right before we went into the military, we went to this party out the way, which is Parkway, by the way. We went in there. We were just in there chilling. A couple brews in hand, just laid back. Dude in there DJing, doing his thing. And Cat came in there that saw him on the wheels, and I guess he wasn't doing it up to par. So they seen us chilling back there, and he was like, he went up to the DJ and straight disrespected that nigga, yo. He said, yo, let the veterans in, yo. Let the veterans get on. So we standing there looking like, yo, we about to have beef with this nigga. Because he trying to take this nigga's wheels and put us on there.
Right. That was funny as shit.
We like, we just came here to chill,
yeah,
yo.
We just came to the party to be at the party and shit. So anyway, this topic, Let the Veterans In. What it is we're going to let you know what veterans are doing, because young boys dominate so much of the news. But we figure, you know, we're going to give some equal time to the veterans. First person we're going to talk about is Big Boi with this record called Kill Jill featuring Killer Mike, Jeezy, and Big Boi himself. He did a video for this. This record has been out for a while, but he actually did a video for it. Spent a lot of fucking money on this video, you could tell.
Guap-tastic.
Boy, Big Boi, you got a budget. So anyway, we can listen to that later and tell us what you think about it on future shows. Anyway, his new album, Boomerverse, is coming out June 16th. So shout out to those veterans. Again, you know, Big Boi, Kill Jill. If you want to see the full video treatment, it's out now. Next veteran is Prophets of Rage.
Wow.
I could tell you this right now, my nigga. This is going to end up in my top 10 easily.
Prophets of Rage. Okay.
Prophets of Rage. Wow. They got an album that's going to drop sometime in September on Fantasy Records. And Prophets of Rage is three members of Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy and DJ Lord. Well, anyway, Chuck D and DJ Lord from Public Enemy, and Be Real from Cypress Hill. They also have a new video called Unfuck the World. It is rock and roll at its finest. I'm telling you, it's going to end up in my top 10.
So I'm curious. It says three members of
Rage Against the Machine.
Is Zach involved?
No, Zach is not involved.
Okay.
Zach is not involved. Zach gave his blessing, though.
Okay.
Yes, Zach already gave his blessing. It's Chuck D and DJ Lord from PE and Be Real from Cypress Hill.
Okay.
And it is absolutely awesome.
Well, before you jump into putting that in your top 10, I just want to remind you of that Wu-Tang album that you had not listened to, and you was thrown in your top 10 until you heard it. So, just a reminder.
He put you in the Wayback Machine for a second,
yeah,
my nigga.
Yeah, he did. Right. I was riding for Wu heavy.
Until you heard that joint, and then you rode the bus up and revved that joint up heavily. I was like, oh, he hitting the air brakes on these niggas right quick.
Nigga.
Park family.
Nigga.
I'm getting ready to let loose on these niggas.
I'm sorry. Ain't no sacred cows on this show, my nigga. I put a supercharger on that bitch and ran him over, son. That shit was horrendous. All like, that fucking repping I was doing.
It's like, y'all niggas done fucked me up with this shit. It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, he reminded me and shit.
Before you go all in.
That's what's good. And the next veteran is the album just dropped, I believe, today or yesterday is Coogi Rap, Return of the Don.
I seen the one video for that thing, and I was like, I don't know if Coogi might, this might not work out.
The point is that the terminology in Saigon are fucking rhyming head and shoulders better than Coogi Rap at this point on the video.
Which is a shame.
I'm just telling you, at this point in the video, I'm just being honest with you, Saigon is really fucking doing it, which is a shame that he can't blow, because he is super nice, in my opinion. But anyway, shout out to Coogi Rap. He got the record out. We'll see. I mean, I don't know, you know, him, KRS. I mean, you know, they're putting material out. We'll see how it goes. You know what I mean? So that is the conclusion of Let the Veterans In.
And speaking of that, just for a quick thing, Saigon. We'll talk about Saigon for a second.
Okay.
Saigon got the treatment. He was supposed to blow. Because with Just Blaze, he was supposed to make it.
Yeah, but see, the problem was the label fucked that up.
You think the label fucked that up?
No. I know the label fucked that up. So, real talk, your boy Just Blaze, and I already noticed because I heard him interviewed about it, that album was done fucking almost 2.5 to 3 years before the label put it out.
Wow.
So, no, sir, the label fucked that up.
Yeah, the label just said, we're not doing nothing with this. Blaze was so hot at one point in time, and he was so busy to me, I thought that Saigon got pushed to the background a little bit.
Mm-mm, it wasn't Blaze. Blaze was on board 1000.
He had, so they was working, but they just never put that shit out.
Yo, nigga, I'm gonna pull that interview up because I did save it.
Okay.
And just like I did with Egri with the MC Search, Joan, I'm gonna let you hear the Blaze tell it yourself. The label fucked his album up.
Okay, so. I'm glad to hear that. I thought Saigon was and Blaze was so busy that he was just giving Saigon the push off.
Nah, that was not the case.
Okay,
so that's what's good. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Jason Whitlock and Chris Broussard getting a heated debate over LeBron James' comment. And basically, LeBron James, everybody knows we're in the heat of the finals right now. The LeBron James home was vandalized, hate crime, okay, because they spray paint, you know, epithets on his home. And basically, LeBron James made some comments, not paraphrasing, but sort of paraphrasing to the fact that it doesn't matter how much money you got. It's difficult being African-American in this country. Difficult being black in this country. So let's just take the, before everybody on the surface, Kurgi, what do you think about that comment, just the LeBron comment, before we even get into Whitlock and them niggas?
Well, that's a duh for me, because that's just true all day, every day.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Swerve, just the LeBron comment.
I think LeBron is just a continuation of awareness, just like when they got on that show and, you know, had that opening monologue about the situation. So I think that LeBron is very aware of what he's doing.
Oh, he's,
and that's
he's
not probably, a bad thing.
Look, no, that's not a bad thing. LeBron is probably the most thoughtful damn athlete you could think about, because he thinks, and the way he thinks about things, he's already like, okay, I'm going to say it, but I know how this is going to come across, and I know how it's going to come out before I even say it. So he thinks about shit before he says it 1,000 times.
Okay, so we're going to go into the Jason Whitlock situation. Anybody who knows Whitlock, you know that Whitlock is basically a black conservative. He talks like a black conservative. He acts like a black conservative.
So what is he? He's a black conservative?
That he's a black conservative that is included but not limited to Condi Rice, Ben Carson, fucking Clarence Thomas, fucking anybody you can think of.
You sound like you got a problem with black conservatives, bro.
I'm just being honest with you. We'll get into that in a minute. So Whitlock basically came in and was like saying, get the fuck out of here. This was a nuisance. If you're wealthy and black, that shit really don't affect you. That racism shit. You know, clean up the graffiti and keep it moving, nigga. You're LeBron James. You live in a $20 million house, nigga. Peace. So now what do we think about Whitlock on the that type of shit?
I already know where.
You want to go first, Kurt?
I let Swervin go second because I know Mr., as you call him, Mr. Bitch Lock. I know you're going to say something really nice about him. So here I am trying to save Mr. Bitchlock a little bit. Just a touch. Okay, his comments to me was out of touch. Way past out of touch. What he said was true. How he said it was fucked up.
B.
Yeah, it's true that, okay, you live in a $20 million home. Very true. Just clean the shit up and keep it moving. Yes, that's very true. But to say some shit like that in this climate and act like racism doesn't exist because you're rich, that's a dumbass statement.
B. Your boy. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to let Swerve get in.
This nigga. Jason, whatever.
Bitchlock is what you call him.
Fucking name.
Bitchlock.
Bitchlock.
Shitlock. Any lock. Lock for failure. Yo, I mean, look. I really don't want to get personal, but it's hard, B.
You have to get personal. Hold up. Are you pulling punches? I'm trying to.
Because I know better, right?
Okay, I got it.
So I don't want to really. I mean, I'm just saying what it is, not what I feel. That's what I'm going to do from this point right now, okay? Because it's deep with that dude. It's just very distressing to see him talk about these issues. And it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And first of all, if somebody sprayed nigga on anybody's garage door, that ain't nothing to just wash off.
B, that's a hate
if
crime.
If they sprayed some tic-tac-toe, you know what I'm saying? And they sprayed some tic-tac-toe sign. Shut up, LeBron. Go clean your garage and go play. They sprayed nigga on LeBron James's garage door, B. I don't care. If they did it to his door, I would still be saying same thing. Damn.
Right.
I mean, maybe say Emmett Till, but damn. Well, how's he going to say because you're rich, you don't experience racism? That's insane.
Right.
Well, okay, so you bring up the word Emmett Till. I'm going to try to bring some clarity to this first. You got to understand black conservatives. All black conservatives
have... Wow, you're painting them with a broad brush now. You're painting a broad brush.
Damn right.
You're saying all.
All black conservatives have one trait.
Wow.
And they have the trait of denial. They all tell stories. I remember Armstrong Williams telling a story about he didn't have time to be involved in the 1960s, you know, down with the NAACP or Malcolm or any of that shit when it came to civil rights, you know, because he was on a farm and his dad had them growing up and was too busy. They're all deniers. Your boy Ben Carson. Poverty is a state of mind. Okay? Denying. Your boy Clarence Thomas with that high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who dare to think for themselves. Denying. Nigga, that your ass didn't benefit from affirmative action programs. All black conservatives got one trait, and it comes through as denial, thinking that they gonna will themselves up and above racism.
Well,
your motherfucking boy LeBron came from nothing. A fucking mom is a hood rat, my nigga.
Damn, son, you got personal, B.
I'm just being dead ass.
LeBron
is going to take personal issue with you calling his mom a hood rat, nigga.
He may do that. He may do that. And I don't mean any disrespect on that. I mean, his mom is the same, you know, like maybe Iverson's mom. You know how that shit go. Des Bryant mom. Come on, B. Listen, let's front here. We ain't even going to front. I'm just saying that LeBron come from, and LeBron got kids.
Right.
So LeBron cannot play this off. It's just like, oh, those crazy guys, yuck, yuck, yuck. They didn't mean anything. See, that's what black conservatives do. And then your boy Whitlock got mad because he brought up Emmett Till. Talking about...
Who bring up Emmett Till?
Well, LeBron brought up Emmett Till. And basically, LeBron was trying to educate.
Right.
Basically saying, see, if you let this spray paint nigga shit go, that's how you gonna end up with that Emmett Till shit. LeBron's trying to educate. See, your boy Whitlock.
I get that.
Your boy Whitlock was on that black conservative denial shit. So, yeah, nigga, I'm painting with an extra wide, nigga.
Yeah, you are, B.
Extra wide.
Yeah, I don't like to say all, because it's usually an exception to the rule. But, the denial thing that you said, yeah, that's very true. Denial has something to do with
that. That is true, but I think Whitlock is above and beyond
being
the regular, except for maybe
B, he's the same as them other niggas I named.
To me,
you would put you would put Condoleezza Rice on the same level as
That's what gets me because I like Condi a little bit.
Nah, yeah. Well, Condi is less of a denier. I mean, certainly, look, okay, yeah, of course you're gonna have to variant degrees. You know what I mean? Yeah. But Condi, but you know, Condi is like, don't tear down the Confederate statues. And Condi is like, the reason why we don't tear down the Confederate statues is because you have to learn from what the Confederate was and what they did, you know? So some people took umbrage with that, you know? But Condi's saying, you know, there's teachable moments here. Condi less, but she's still a denier. Less of, but still
right,
a denier.
Right. I just want to make sure that we understand that Whitlock is above and ahead of the pack.
To me, Whitlock just does shit to try to just get some shit started.
Oh, but
just
you know,
he just does that shit because he know that it's gonna get reaction.
But that's how he eat though.
Yeah, that's how exactly.
That's this how
nigga,
we eat
he's,
though.
He's a professional troller, my nigga.
Yeah, that's how he eat. He on Fox Sports 1 with that other
you see
kid.
How much work he getting right now? I seen that nigga on TMZ today.
Right.
So he's getting work. So this that controversy shit works for him. So him saying something, he's gonna keep riding it. He's not gonna change.
Yeah, that's how he eat. There's no question about that. And most black conservatives do it. Again, like a Armstrong Williams or any of these other motherfuckers, Clarence. I don't give a fuck who it is. Ben Carson. Yeah, that's how they eat.
That sheriff up in Minnesota.
Right.
I forgot about him.
Oh my god, that motherfucker. Him
yeah,
too.
He's the top.
All of them. All of them. You know. But it's funny. Now let's say Whitlock. So your boy. So let's quickly before we forget, your boy Chris Broussard was representing. Representing
when he could.
Well, yeah, Whitlock kept trying to shout him down. But Broussard was representing to the fullest and talking about, you know, how LeBron is right and then how, you know, it doesn't matter who you are in society, African-American society, you know, you can get jammed up in this racial shit. And people were speculating, you know, Whitlock be the first motherfucker on TV if this nigga is driving in L.A. and got yanked out of his car and got fucked up by the LAPD. Oops. I'm sorry. My blackjack slipped. He be the first motherfucker. You know what I mean? You know.
You don't think he would deny? That he would say he deserved it?
He ain't going to deny it then.
You think he would say he deserved it? That he shouldn't have been drinking and driving?
Whoops.
Whoops. My blackjack slipped. So,
is that a taser or is that my real weapon?
Hey, B, I'm trying to tell you, son.
Stop resisting.
I'm trying to tell you, son.
What do you mean you can't breathe? I can't hear you. Say that again.
Yo, cats can say what they want, yo. And, you know, no, hey, that's probably the one thing, yo, I'm going to ride 1,000% on, especially African-American conservatives and the constant drumbeat of denial, you know, that there is. Of course, racism are at different levels. I'm gonna be dead ass honest with you. To this day, I would not move to the South. I wouldn't. You would not. I would not live in the South. Now racism.
Wow, now you're talking about a broad brush.
Damn right. Because racism is. But I wouldn't move to Boston.
You would move to Boston.
I would not.
You would not move to Boston.
Nah,
okay,
because there.
Say, come on.
Nah, because there are some places where the hotbed of racism still is crazy. With the Boston fans, did the Adam Jones calling him nigga right in Fenway? That's Boston. Boston got a history of that shit.
Well, B, somebody's about to call you out because didn't that dude just get killed on the Maryland campus? That racist stuff?
Oh yeah, B. Racism is everywhere. That's not what I'm saying. The point I'm saying is that there's undertones and overtones of racism. Largely, that brother, good guy who got killed on the Maryland campus. This is local news for the Hip Hop Digest listeners. Was basically killed by some fucking wannabe redneck racist. The nigga, you know, he didn't back down and he got stabbed. And you know, but. You know, was it racist? Yeah, of course. No doubt about it, you know. But that, by and large, is not going to happen in the way it's going to happen way the fuck out in Mississippi somewhere.
I'm not gonna paint that brush, B.
The same way,
no matter where you at, that shit
exists. That's true.
I said that. Southern boy.
Right, exactly. That shit exists no matter where you at.
I'm just saying, I would not move to, now again, I wouldn't move to Boston. I wouldn't move to motherfucking Idaho, the Ruby Ridge and shit. I wouldn't live there. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know.
King Killer likes the nice calm of the suburbs in middle America, where they're more accepting of all people.
I'm just saying, kid. Yeah, I'm just being dead ass, yo. If you take
you swear this nigga didn't grow up in the hood, B.
Right. Right.
Wow, B.
Why you sound real settled over here?
You sounded real comfortable and settled for real. Like I'm not. I just couldn't live in those certain types of areas.
B, of course I grew up in the hood.
I worked hard to get out of the ghetto.
And no, I'm not going back to the ghetto.
What your boy said?
I live in a single family home worth almost $500,000. There's no way I'm moving in that bullshit.
What did your boy say to JJ? He was like, oh, he's a nice boy, but he's here.
Yeah, he's cool. Maybe y'all could have a nice family, but he's from the hood.
But he's here. The point I'm saying is that, again, when you look at that, when you look at those situations, what you have is an overtly not, let's say, multicultural situation. In the hoods, in most of the hoods, it is the way we grew up. It's stark. Okay, if you lived out Parkway, or you lived out East End, or you lived in the places that had pockets of nothing but African Americans, but when you dipped out Fireside, come on, Swerve, what time is it?
He was raising a sugar bowl.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Those areas are still, by and large, like that. The neighborhood I happen to live in, I'm just saying. We're an African-American family. My neighbors on one side are Filipino. The neighbors on the next side are Spanish. I mean, but that's just what this neighborhood is. That's all. That's all I'm saying. It's just multicultural.
You're sounding a little soft, B.
Word? But how am I sounding soft?
Because you're saying what you would not be able to live in these areas. Like, from coming from your background, thinking that you would be able to live pretty much anywhere. That's not overtly, like you're saying, coming out in your garage is being spray painted every day. You gotta keep, like, come on, B. But to say you wouldn't live in the South because you thinking that it's just, like it's 1952 or something, like it's not that.
B, I'll get murdered.
Do you roll up your windows when you drive through Baltimore? And right. You lock your doors
in the hood when you driving down Baltimore. Do you lock it down?
Shit, nigga. Shit, I still go to the. I'm still in the hoods and be more though.
Yes, you are.
I was great to say
with you quite a few times.
I was great to say, don't front on that, son. I'm still in the hoods of B-more, so don't act
but
like
where he lived though.
Yeah, where you live at, B. We out here in the basement of this nice crib,
B. Either way, if you can call me what you want, but I'm just gonna ask you. Y'all trying to say I'm coming off like Whitlock?
No. Not okay. At all. No. I'm just saying because of your background, knowing you and we grew up together, nigga, coming from the hood, and to know that you sound like this now, talking about you couldn't live there because you thinking that, because you sound scared, is what I'm saying.
Oh no, my tolerance for that as shrunk, that is so minuscule. That, you know, if I'm in an area like that and I'm like, I'm taking it to these motherfuckers because I have no tolerance for that. Yeah. That's all.
Okay,
can't
I got
believe
you.
Believe that.
Yes. I got you. I see what you're talking about. You're saying you would die because the minute somebody did some shit like that to you. And let's go back. The thing that gets me about this whole LeBron thing is he's saying, Jason Whitlock, he lives in a gated community. Why is he so concerned? The thing that gives me, he lives in a gated community, which means that somebody that probably lives in that community did that to him, to LeBron.
Right.
This is one of his neighbors that did that to him. That's more concerning than anything else.
So, well, my
you
own...
You have to really know what you're doing, because I live out here, and I don't know where no stars live, B.
Right.
So, you ain't just rolling up.
So, anyway, so let me give you a quick local story to round this out. Next door... On the neighbors who are Spanish that live beside of me, MS-13 came through and threw up all the MS-13 graffiti on the junks, right? Okay. The two neighbors across the street from him came over and they all got that anti and they took all that down.
They helped him get
they
it down.
They helped him get it down. Because even though they were Spanish, but they were saying, fuck that. We ain't repping that shit. They didn't let it stand.
So the MS-13 just came through, I guess, trying to remind them that where you came from or what was that about?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking they say, no, it, you know, this is a Spanish hood. We're going to be able to just throw our shit up here. We're going to do what we're going to do. Nigga, they took that shit down quicker than a motherfucker.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, it's just, you know, it's this Trump shit. You know.
Oh, niggas getting emboldened, baby.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just getting emboldened and nobody, and I don't say that tongue-in-cheek that I'm out here looking to get fucked up by some redneck racist niggas, but, you know, if a motherfucker come off on you, and I'm sorry, G, I gotta put you on the spot just a little bit.
Oh, B, you know my attitude, son. I told you, if when the shit hit the fan, I'm gonna be the first one to die, because so, I'm not going through no bullshit race. I'm gonna be first one to cock and pull it.
So
I'm not bullshitting.
So let me give you a racist story real quick for this nigga, okay? So in Kensington, there used to be a very high-end stereo store.
Oh, damn, you're taking that story. I remember that shit.
So we go in there. I had my eye on a particular tape deck. I'm thinking, you know, damn, it's just kind of high-end. Let's go down here and look at it. So we go down there. Motherfuckers, clearly, y'all niggas ain't going to buy nothing. I'm not dealing with you.
Because you treated us like the typical niggas in the store. Just going to walk around and look and walk out.
This nigga looked like an ICBM get ready to go off in his ass.
Because he was ignoring us, B. Ignoring us like we wasn't even standing there.
He's ready to go off. I'm the cool head in that motherfucker. I said the best thing we can do with this cat is make him do what he don't want to do. His job. You know? But I had to hold this nigga back.
I was about to let him have it.
From all of us going to jail.
I was like, this motherfucker done walked past us three times. Look at us, and then walk the other way. Somebody walk in the door, and he gonna go and help them before he even comes over and think about us. Like, wait a minute.
So,
nigga, this ain't this. I'm not taking this no more. I'm done.
So, the moral of the story when it comes to Whitlock and this whole LeBron thing, that certainly LeBron is right. LeBron did his best to try to speak on it and educate. Whitlock is a conservative African-American denier. And I maintain that most, if not all, conservatives have to have that trait in order to survive and look at themselves in the mirror every morning. Peace, I'm out.
All right. That's week, it? Albums of the week are...
Yes, yes sir. Yes, sir. Oh, it was hit King Killer.
No, King Killer was... He was out of his element. We went personal for a minute and took him out of his zone. So
man.
Let me get in here. Albums of the week. This week we got Wi-Fi, Legend of the Soul Gems. That's Wi-Fi, Legend of the Soul Gems. We got Cynic the Apache, Get the Gringo 2. That's Cynic the Apache, Get the Gringo 2. An instrumental joint. It's Paul Nice and Phil Most Chill for Breeze Brothers. That's Paul Nice and Phil Most Chill for Breeze Brothers.
Titles.
I know, the Febreze Brothers.
Yeah, sound dope.
Swerve, yeah. What you got?
Well, I mean, I know it's a Hip Hop Digest show, and I know we at the end, and I'll usually say something about the listeners and stuff, but I'm going to just throw a little hand grenade out there and say Warriors in 4.
That could happen.
Oh my God, that could
happen. But I think they're gonna fight a little bit. I think they're gonna get at least one.
I was actually I was actually going for LeBron, but I was predicting Warriors in 6.
Yeah,
That was just my prediction. I thought the Warriors would win in 6, but you know,
I figured after what they did last year.
Oh, I mean, Durant is just—he's
on a mission.
Yeah, he's on a mission.
Durant's trying to get it done. Yeah, and I hope he gets his title.
Again, and that's, you know, but I'm pulling for LeBron. I hope LeBron get one more, but hey, you know.
LeBron done got fat in these streets. He got his title. It's time for somebody to get theirs that they ain't got one yet, even though the Warriors got theirs already, but KD ain't got one yet, so I want to see him get his.
That's real. That's what's up. oh shit, it was something.
Shout out to the our mini sports leaving show.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yo, check it out. So what we're gonna do is coming up, Kerji, when are we gonna do this new campaign to get some guap for our bandwidth cost?
Yes, yes. We got a new t-shirt getting ready to drop. T-shirt and hoodie campaign coming out. T-shirt, hoodie, and more. Because there's coffee cups. There's bags. There's all kinds of shit in there. So we're trying to get a little bit of money. It's going to be different. I know y'all, man, these t-shirts are going to cost a little bit more. But the design is going to be a little better. So anyway, I know yeah. We're asking for money again.
Right. Shout out to it's just to cover some bandwidth costs. And trust me when I tell you, if you listen, we appreciate that more. But if you got the guap and you want to get a Hip Hop Digest merchandise, go ahead and do it and help us pay our bandwidth costs. Other than that, you know how we do. Shit, we've been doing it for over 450 shows.
Yes, we love free too. We know you can get freeness and listen to us all day for free, and why pay for anything, but just to help us out a little bit.
Doing it longer than Ebro and them niggas. I'm out. Peace.
Niggas been hustling for 400 years.
Oh, shit. I won.
Peace.
In a place, you know what I'm saying? Check it. Killer commando when I'm flying off the handle. Like Mexican moms hit you in the head with a sandal. Graffiti vandal shifting to fifth gear. Party animal drunken swinging, hanging off of the chandelier. To me, you couldn't hold a candle near. Overshadowing your whack career while you babbling the battle clear. Lyrics meticulous, tip ask me if I'm kicking this. I'm much obliged. Minus Mary balls like Buddhist monasteries. It's Janikowski, happy endings from the house. Keep physical strength is trash if your mind is Ronda Rousey. Listeners drowsy. I wake them up like cold sweats. I'm fast there, spitting razors at your head like Barrett. This is the city that's set to serve five walk attention. Stone cold fly resting, drill blazing, glide tracks. Hit the joint of fly pressures and they tap like flow. All black muscles, stick them up, be with shit. It's the city that's set to serve five walk attention. Stone cold fly resting, drill blazing, glide tracks. Hit the joint of fly pressures and they tap like flow. All black muscles, stick them up, be with shit. Too many hoes out draking on they Facebook post bitching. I guess it's better instead of black huggers with fiends pitching. It doesn't matter, condenser or dynamic dope on the microphone. Serving two birds with one stone. Figure they speaking tongues with that mumbo jumbo. This my house, get the finger matumbo. Watch your empire crumble. False prophets got you following, hating. Be patient through skinny genification. Lyrics on scrolls ancient. A quick trip, LAX to Heathrow. I'm Westbrook on the hardwood. You him in the street clothes. The far left to East Coast, the pen game vicious. Next bars come with cement shoes, sleep with the fishes. Fresh State, Jermaine Kali, G Moody on the beat. Shouts to Digital Martis. What up, Balance? Gardena in the place. Yeah. West.
Crazy shit they put you in the bean just for smacking your babies. Keep staring, I draw the weapon like keep hammering. It's apparent these niggas wild and they need parents. Bitch, I'm ruthless, I fucked and I make excuses. Then throw the deuces, I told you bitches we ain't exclusive. I'm a black activist, I'm activist, your math don't add up. You niggas better calculus, I never close the Maybach curtains. Wipe the prints off the gauge that murked them. So good a point and hit the lane, they're smirking, ain't nothing funny. Hey, money talks and niggas is dummies. It's a rap, the stick left them stiff as a mummy. These niggas bleed, no fuck like your ass Christopher Reeves. Ain't no fucking Superman, you get wet up in your G. I can't sleep, cause I ain't count a billion yet. I got killers on payroll, let me fill in the check. Hey, how you broke, when you just had a million net? They say black's bad, but money can't get rid of his debt.
thought you niggas know me. You can't win when you got haters on the team. They did that nigga Eric Gardner like he Radio Raheem. No deep batteries, they train them at academies. No empathy for niggas, just wet up they whole anatomy. Sadly, another casualty. Too many niggas wanna be rappers, trappers, and athletes.
Cash rules everything around me. Cash rules everything around me.
Okay, I'm back in business, but never slack. I'm stuck in the era of trap pretenders. Who would have known the underworld was filled with massive splinters? Life is a bitch, my biggest distraction, the baddest women. My mama told me, nigga, focus on academics. I'm pistol-toting, the biggest bang could slap a chemist. I'm Maury Povich, mama crying cause daddy missing. I'm back with vengeance, the label gave me no rapper image. I'm too authentic, I'm too much for the avid listener. The Baptist Center, stick up niggas like Robin Givens. I'm from the city, they blow our brains, we optimistic. No competition, I'm dropping wisdom, the hottest nigga. I'm riding Phantom with your bitch, that's a goblin visit. I went from no pot to piss into a pile of dishes. It feel like I pox a princess with a pinch of Catholicism. The modern jigger, the Nas, mixed with the album Thriller. You dancing with the stars, the cosmos are out of rhythm. These niggas hating my patience, then it's these model bitches. I balls out, my cash straight, I'm Skylar Diggins. I balls out, cash straight, you gotta dig it. I'm hotter than a lot of niggas, fucking all them niggas. I'm going nuts, George Carver, nigga, pause a nigga. Fresh like a Harlem nigga, man, what's wrong with niggas? Tell your baby mama she should call her awesome nigga. Ferrari Spider, shit just look like it's crawling nigga. I'm the man, did that shit with no father figure. My shooter cold with the Tommy like watching Martin nigga. I'm so for real, my jokes are deep, the sharks are giggle. I talk in riddles, the game's a jungle, I'm Robin Williams. Was popping bitten, we eating, it's time to starve them niggas. We eating, it's time to starve them niggas. If niggas won't smoke, we gon' get the coffin nigga. Blah.
Cash rules everything around me. 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 Cash rules.
Fell finale, 856, 313, yeah. Nah, I mean, yeah. Two Kings, yeah. Detroit, Michigan, Camden, New Jersey, yo. Chupacabra, super monster, double entendre. Imposter monster, flop a rock lobster. Grip around the neck of the fit. Insecticide spray split, play the side of his lip. He on some shit, sober graphic. One piece, goalie mask, batting, slaughterhouse, splatting. Straight jacket inside the mouth of madness, Raymond Babbitt. Rerun, praising the sacred cabbage. Straight backwards, automatic, rhyme addict. Never practice, bouncing off the walls, batted. Right hand on my left back, slash it, reach deep inside for my heart. Snatch it, throw it hard against the canvas. Blood form patterns, a thug going battered. The drugs on Saturday, the swarm of matter, transforming faster. Blackout to the morning after. The heat when I speak, a light every cig in your package. I'm a lit book of matches. Tossed inside a truckload of firecrackers. Let's get it popping for all that matters, nigga.
Still can see the numbers on that canvas and them pictures. Y'all continue when the paint walk with us. Cause I can make a masterpiece and I ain't gotta touch a brush. I bet this shit feel like a whole lifetime worth of Mike Tyson uppercuts. All coming at once. I'm out here, cuz, so what up? We sharing uncles and aunts. So y'all gon' crash anyway. So why even bother with trying to buckle up? We gon' take whatever get rustled up real quick. Like when his brother run out of luck, y'all. We got killers in the government. Trump printing his own Mein Kampf. 49 is sitting down, I won't get up. Even if Marvin Gaye come back alive and sing your anthem when it's not for us. And dollar we trust, holler just once. Some pig on a mission to silence us. So I duck, they all corrupt. But living today ain't based on if I'm more prepared than luck. So obituaries and cuffs.
Looking like a circus, I ain't playing with you clown. I ain't playing with you clown. No talk, we ain't for the petty games. For the petty games. Looking like a circus, I ain't
I ain't playing with you clown. No talk. We ain't for the petty game. For the petty game.
Another move of the mind, closer to you gon' die. Got to provide food for the tribe. They said, boy, stop looking for clues in the sky and break soil. The day breaks, my bed vibrates. I press play, they singing the high stakes. Hey, escape plans in the making. Till I get my shit in place, though. Gotta fill my plate, front pages talking. I hate your body and stay calm. Take this product, I'm blaming Islam. It's like you got enough weight to bear from the start. What out the man trying to break your arm? Snap. I don't look down while I'm climbing the stairs. Should've knocked the air out of you, knocked you out of your ears. Am I a fan? We got him, I swear. They took it to heart soon as we took it out of the lair. From the dungeon to Paris, Berlin, London. See the people moving and I can't help but love them. The sand and the fruits of the labor. Nothing better than breaking bread with your neighbors. Yeah. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. Mutual eyes, who wouldn't try? Shining like Lucy in the sky, nigga. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. Mutual eyes, who wouldn't try?
See here, look, I'm at my apex. Even at my most basic, I'm 3 paces ahead. In the AM, toothpaste to the face, fresh out of bed. Bathing ape in some A6 and fresh, chasing his bread. Can't pray to Luna, I pray to Jesus instead. Grateful for grace. It's amazing when paid for laying these bars. When they say I'm a star, I can't relate. Shit, I made it this far, I'm feeling great. When you are who they say that you are. Till my face in the fader, I can't cater to talk. It's all speculation, I'm patient while pacing the floor. Mumbling bars, I came from the basement. Been facing the odds. Now I'm holding a torch. Been told you I would blow through the course. We both crucial when throwing our darts. Can't be fruitful without knowing a loss. Now I shine like I glow in the dark.
I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. Mutual eyes, who wouldn't try? Shining like Lucy in the sky, nigga. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. Mutual eyes, who wouldn't try?
I keep a small but a healthy circle. And the turtles say they green like we the ninja turtles. I keep my ninjas fertile. As a matter of fact, I'm Michelangelo. Paint pictures for a living, take you where the angels go. That's elevation. Raise them from the basement to a state of revelation. No relation to the Bible. See what I do? Put it in the title in a rhino. And let sun shine like it was high noon. No sweat though. Minister to your people and be followed by the dollar like Creflo. I do this to the end like death row. That's my manifesto. Put that on my death, bro. Holding it close and close like Cosa Nostra. Connecting overseas like the coast of Dover. I want my homes on the sofa and loafers. Hope the days are choking on the bones are over. So
I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. Mutual eyes, who wouldn't try? Shining like Lucy in the sky now. Hey, I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. I pray the Luna that my crew stay fruitful. Mutual eyes, who wouldn't try?
Yeah, take it from me. What's up? Check it out. Miss, turn that up. I need that. Check it out. Usamo 95. You know what I mean?
697.
What's up? It's the nigga Deuce. Representing Tainted Minds.
Representing the roots.
Strong lines, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
We got my nigga for real.
For
straight
real.
From the Ram Squad. My nigga Tommy Hill.
Tommy Green.
Yeah.
What's up? That's what? 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 And then, we got my nigga Lux.
Everybody wanna be
the man they call Lux.
Everybody wanna be,
and this how we run.
Everybody wanna be, yo, yo. I'm part one of this killing chamber. Now you in danger. Meet the rap, newest stranger.
Now who wants to hang and bang with this verbal angle? Squares out here, they're trying to fit into the rectangle. When they know they can't fit, I've been in the trend. Now, all they can do is sit back and watch the tail spin.
Who will be the one that try to come test the alien? Black Sicilian, killing all you fake villains. My name ain't Run, and then shit I never ran. You couldn't be in my clan if you was Method
Man.
When
we bang them brews and bring the ruckus like Dick Buckus, I'm a brick or fuck this. Get fit of a crutches in between my clutches. Lux the roughest, your worst nightmare. Terrorize these chumps like De Niro, De Novi, and Cape Fear. Dear God, can you save them? Cause we'll beat the eardrum that you wouldn't gave them. Music, use it as a tool of emotion. We get deep, but sometime we cause commotion. Outspoken.
Me and Bats be laying back, yeah, flexing like Applebacks, butter leather. Jackets and fat ram hats.
Yeah, black.
I sit some wax throughout the PJs. These days you got a damn and murder DJs. For the airplay, Frank Banks, it is all good. Drop the single in the hood. But niggas, they hiding in Nevada now. Wanna be standing around. You wanna be down, bring a quarter pound to the cipher. You can be a lifer. Crosses like a Christian, you'll get smoked like a piper. I come tighter, hyper than Lenny Dykstra. Stalk you like Striker, the Ram Squad sniper.
Street players, only roam the street is if you're strong or you're weaker. Street players, play for keep street players. Only roam the street is if you're strong or you're weaker. Street players, play for keep.
I see a lot of players trying to come up. But the feds running up so much, we put the guns up. We get the coke and stack tons up. A nigga slip up with the re-up, he getting cut, word up. It's hard to cop coke, they trying to stop coke. We flip that fucking coke cause we ain't no fucking joke. I got that white shit to make niggas hype and shit. And wanna fight and shit, watch us fight and shit. Cause we come up in the days of way back. Now we just lay back and flip like an apple back. And take it easy, people dig it when they see me with them tugs. Hugs, they wanna show the hill love when I come round. It's fun round, whole stand around.
What's going down?
Nothing much, we got more dope than different brown. We selling deep brick, half jaws and quarter pounds. Frank's the dime, so get down or lay down.
Rough, rough, rugged like a cactus. Me and Mizzy got the stack of dollars inside the backstick. Let's have it, Lux the classic. Slays waste is plastic. Shit, they couldn't hit with David Copperfield's magic. Apple, don't fall too far from the tree. Daddy's a player, so what the fuck do that make me? They done let the same dog bite them twice. I'ma run through they hood like a thief in the night. Like Rockford, we got these niggas on fire. Straight up and down, old time a ghetto type style. Evacuate the premise for the damn minutes. Dig my lines, you niggas might catch me at the finish. Lyrical beats, praise towards the east. Long live the stronger, fuck the weak and their critique. I'm ready to meet them face to face on the streets. I got to make it